Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hiya, folks.
Steven traded up to GEICO for serious commercial insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, you're
so hot.
Yeah,
I need
this
in my
pocket, it don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies, make money, make money, money, money.
I'm out here for a pill. Ain't nobody trying to get this money for a real.
I went to find a thing
to
save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me, no, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. What is going down, everybody? Shout out. Shout out to the crew. All right, well, you guys know what to do. Let's spark it up before we get to some of this football news. And our man Minnesota Marty in the house. Let's get it. From the bomb. All right. Man, today's going to be a fun day for me. So I got family in town. I was actually hanging out with them all late last night. They're all from Hawaii. So it's like it's midnight over here. And I'm like, it's just 9 o'clock for you guys right now, huh? He's like, yep, wide awake. And like my cousin, he works nights, so he works from, he said, I didn't even know he works from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So he was ready. He's like, I've been training for this for a year, let's go, I'm not going to sleep. So that shit is funny. And we're gonna go to Hell's Kitchen today. It's my cousin's birthday. I got two cousins and an uncle in town, and it's my uncle's 70th birthday and it's my cousin's 40th birthday, and they got reservations at Hell's Kitchen. I've never gone, so that's gonna be fun to go. And then may, I don't know how, but they got reservations at the Golden Steer. That's a place that I've been wanting to go since before I got here. But it's one of those places, man. It's like reservations are like 3 months out. So never really an option in the cards. So it's going to be a day of some good food for sure. Marco from Ziff Future. What up, bro? So the most recent news that just came in, it came in as the countdown was going. And I know we got a lot of Nathan Peterman fans out there, but the Saints are no longer fans of Nathan Peterman. They cut Nathan Peterson's ass. And I don't even know who Samson Nakua is. I'm assuming Puka Nakua's younger brother or maybe alleged cousin, potentially. But they cut both of them. Really, it was about the Nathan Peterman, so we get to hit the drop for him. But let's see. We had some Geno news yesterday where it said he needed to have some imaging done, and I didn't know what the injury was, but it was his knee and hip, apparently, that he had to have the imaging done on. And they said there is no significant damage at all, and he should not miss any time. So, for everyone who might have been a little bit scared about Geno, I think he's going to be okay. I mean, at least that's the way it sounds like. With this, not really worried about it. The Bears and Texans game yesterday. You know who really showed out?
Let's get it on.
Yeah, it was him.
In this ring, I'm the king, known as Mills. Obey my command at all times.
I'm not even joking around. I think that Mills might be good enough to be traded to be a backup somewhere else to where there's potential to actually start, to where he could get in a potential QB competition. I mean, I guess the thing that's tough is like, Texans wouldn't, well, I'm not saying wouldn't, would they trade him to an AFC team? Would they trade him to a team like Denver, you know, who seems pretty fucked, you know, at QB, at least for this year? Would they trade him over there to compete with Sam Darnold, you know, because you'd be getting him for nothing. Tennessee. I know Will Levi is supposed to be the man, but he sucks. Captain Spock. Salute, homie. He said, good morning, wakey bakey here on the coast. Let's get it. West Coast, the left coast. Let's go. And he said, love the t-shirt. Hell yeah. This is one that you can get at 420crewmerch.com. 420crewmerch.com. We got a couple t-shirt designs over there. This is one of the newer ones. But yeah, 420crewmerch.com. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for supporting. And we're just going to keep smoking more. Today's going to be a little bit of a quick show. Got some family in town. They got some restaurants lined up. And yeah, should be fun. A lot of dabs. A lot of good food. Yeah, when I'm on the move, gotta have my portable Dr. Dabber with me. And yeah, this thing was keeping me nice and toasty yesterday. That's for sure. Nice and toasty. Not really much news today. If anybody knows about any other news stories that dropped, make sure you throw it in the chat. But yesterday, it was the Bears that prevailed, right? Let's go double check. I'm pretty sure the Bears scored. Yeah, they scored a last second touchdown. I mean, it was in the third quarter when all this happened, and then they got rain, thunder, and lightning storms happening, and they just fully evacuated the field and everything, and there was no point to bring it back. I wonder, because I know there's a lot of people going to the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton next week. I wonder if this is something that carries over the weather. We shall see. Marco said, keep Holland or Burns. I'm not as high on Holland as I used to be. I feel like I'd almost keep Burns. Who do you have at your DB spots, and who do you have at your linebacker spots? Because you said, and sorry if you messaged me back once the draft was over and stuff yesterday, I got on the move. But yeah, who's your other linebackers? And Burns only has linebacker eligibility now, right? On whatever platform you play on. And yeah, and then what other DBs do you have? What's Holland for you? Like DB4, something like that? I know you have a few other guys besides him. Brisker and Branch at DB. Yeah, Holland's definitely not going to be a keeper over either one of those guys. What about the LBs? How many LBs you got? And a Debo. I mean, you should be keeping Holland over a Debo for sure. If you are keeping a Debo, I don't know if you are or not. Yeah, and I guess tell me when you put the linebackers in, you may have already put it in by the time you hear me saying this. But when you put the linebackers in, put in who you're keeping or not. I mean, I should know like who you're keeping and keep all the better ones for sure. Okay, yeah. Not keeping a Debo. Adobe, a Debo, a Debo. Yeah. All right. So the people who ended up playing the squares yesterday. We had 6 winners instead of 8 because we did not have, they did not play a complete 4 quarters. So I just kind of like dispersed the money amongst like the other winners. And yeah, people are winning money, baby. People are winning money. We had someone yesterday. What did he throw down? How many squares did Matt have yesterday? Let's see. Matt had 3, 6. He had 8 squares yesterday, and 2 of his squares end up hitting for the final score and the first quarter reverse. He won over $300. So, I mean, 8 times 6. I mean, he spent like $50 pretty much and won like $300. Oh, nice. Captain Spock said Dimebag. He said they have that brand in my local dispo. Nice. So when I was in L.A., this is what I hit up. I hit up... what the hell was it called? The something wellness center. Can't remember what it was called, but yeah, I found some golden goat. Found some golden goat, 27% THC. Nice tasty sativa. Someone, it was our man, Ron. He was like, dude, you're going to LA? It's like, you got to get the golden goat, bro. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had golden goat in legit like 12 years. And went on a mission, and I didn't even go on a mission. I literally searched weed maps, and it was at a dispensary like less than a mile away from where I was staying. So it was cool. Didn't even have to like journey too much to like go find this golden goat, and it's super tasty. And Marco said, I keep anal zone.
Get in the zone.
Wilson and Levante also got Cashman, Mac, and Nakobe. And which Wilson is it again? Oh, Logan Wilson, right? Yeah. Adema, what up, homie? I got a bowl packed, but I could easily pack a dab, bro. Just let me know. Let me know if we're getting to it. Let me know if we're getting to it. Crispy said, game canceled. Mills rigged that shit.
Let's get it on. In this ring, I'm the king, known as Mills. Obey my command at all times.
Obey my commands at all times.
I want a good, clean roast. No cheap shot. No dirty jokes, no funny stuff. This is referee Mills Lane here, so listen up. I want a good, clean fight. I'll allow it. The winner is the one who makes out alive. The loser is, well, you do the math.
Let's go. But yeah, super excited that football's back. I mean, it really teased us, you know, only getting 3 quarters. But I think we saw what we needed to see. I legit think that Mills could get traded. I do, because he started in the NFL before. He's not a franchise guy. Like, he's nowhere. I mean, I think they already know that. They know what they have in him. He's not a franchise guy. But I bet Mills ends up being one of those journeymen who just hangs around, back up. Gets thrown in from time to time, you know, when injuries come in play. They still have Case Keenum, you know, so I think, and that could be one of the reasons why maybe they trade Mills for a 7th rounder or something, a 6th rounder. Like, I don't know what someone would give up for him. But if you're really, really hurting at QBs, Mills didn't look that bad last night. I know he's against backup competition, but it doesn't matter. Like, he was looking solid out there. He's making good plays. And even just the one play where it was a play action, and the I don't know if he was a D end or a D tackle, but whatever. The lineman that was like, he just sidestepped the running back. He saw he did not fall for the play action, not one iota, and is just going straight for Mills. He's like, looks like he's like 5 feet like in front of him, and Mills just gives a little whoop whoop and a little juke real quick, like puts his foot to the left, takes a little sidestep to the right, totally broke the dude's ankles, and he was just cool, calm, and collected, like right there in the pocket, even with a blitzer like literally right in his face. And he was calm enough just to take a little jab to the left, jump to the right, and then he completed like a, I know it was a first down. I don't know if it was somewhere between 10 and 20 yards. I know that much. But yeah, so that was my takeaway from at least what I saw early, is that Mills, he's looking good. He's looking good.
Let's get it on.
And Cam Akers, is Scam Akers back? Is he going to make their roster? Is he going to make their roster? He, I mean, he caught a touchdown. It looked ugly, like his route. And even like, it looked like he got hurt like right after that. Cause he kind of looked like initially he kind of limped. Maybe it was like just the way that he came down with the ball. I don't know, but Scam Akers, that's going to be someone to watch out for. He legit might make the roster. I'm not saying I would draft him, but if he makes the roster, like, he's going to be someone that people are going to be thinking about at least. Marco said, I want to trade for the first overall pick and give up Jonathan Taylor. The two what? You put 2.0. So what would that be? 2.something. And then 305 and the 312. The other team has Chubb, Mostert, and Hubbard as a running back. More often than not, I mean, because this is a keeper league, so. But you guys keep 20 players. This is pretty much going to be a glorified rookie draft with just a handful of veterans kind of sprinkled in, right? 208, okay. Who's your running backs, though? Who's your running backs? Like, where is Jonathan Taylor amongst, you know, the pecking order of your running backs on your team? Is he number one, like, on your team? And why do you want to trade for that first overall pick? You want Caleb? Is it a super flex league? I can't remember, but who are you targeting with that number one? I just assume Caleb, unless you tell me different. I asked who your other linebackers were for Brian Burns, but I said I'm kind of leaning Hollins. But it also depends on who you have at your... Oh, wait, no, you did tell me who you have at linebacker. Hold on. So I didn't give you an answer. That's what happened. You just said anal zone, and I got hyped to get in the zone.
Get in the zone!
Anal zone, Wilson, Levante. Yeah, Cashman I wouldn't keep. Mac, I mean, you could probably draft his ass. Same with N'Kobe. Like, nobody's fucking going to be trying to draft him like that. I think I'd keep Burns because no matter what, Burns just has more value than Holland. So you might be able to still go pick up Holland, and he'll probably get drafted later than Burns would. So that's kind of the reason why I'm saying Burns. I just think his value is higher and he would get drafted higher. Like, if you guys were doing your draft right now, maybe those guys wouldn't get drafted. I don't know how many spots you guys have, but I would find it hard to believe that if you have like 5 or 6 rounds because you have IDP, I'd find it hard to believe that those guys would not be drafted. Because there's not that many good IDP rooks this year. Like, you got a couple of them, but there's not that many. Marco said, I got JT, Pacheco, James Cook, CEH. Don't even mention CEH. You might as well not have CEH because he's nothing. So you have JT, Pacheco, James Cook. So who do you want with that one? Who do you want with the first overall? Who's that big of a deal? And if it's Caleb that you want, who are your other QBs? seems like too much. Those picks aren't going to really be that good either way. 208, 305, 312. I'm just going off of the rookies, not the vets, because I don't know what kind of vets will be there. But the rookies, I mean, you're talking all three of the top running backs are going to be gone. Probably the top 12 to 15 wide receivers could potentially be gone at that point. Hey, hey, Derek made it home safe. There we go. Salute, homie. Captain Spock said CEH is major trade bait, right? Man, the guy's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
He ain't nothing. Pacheco just came over and jacked his whole role. Seventh rounder coming in just out of nowhere, completely stealing his role from him. But CEH can't block. I mean, I'm sure he can now, like being in like year four, like a little bit better than he could year one. But like, man, why did they go for him? I know it was like one of Patrick Mahomes's, what's it called? That was one of his recommendations and wanted to be nice to the kid, you know, early. He can't pass block. He can't pass block. And if you can't pass block in the NFL, like, I'm not saying you're worthless, but like people are on the field who can pass block. If you can't pass block, you will not be in there on third down. Marco said it's one QB. I want to get Harrison or Neighbors and want to keep my 105 pick. It's a pick for pick trade system. Oh, so well, what would you get back then? Because you said you want to trade for the first overall pick, but if you're putting three picks in there, what would you get back? And who do you have at wide receiver? Now that I know that you want to go wide receiver, who do you have at wide receiver? Let me know. It still seems like a lot. And really, it's just that it's really just JT. Like, that's what makes it like a lot. Because especially this year, like, there's not a lot of run. I mean, what running backs are you expecting to be there? Do you think anybody is going to, like, release any running back that's even, like, potentially flex-worthy when you guys keep 20 keepers? Like, I just don't think that that's going to happen. And, I mean, if your wide receivers are in worse shape than your running backs, they have to be fucked then, because you only had, what, three running backs, and one of them is JT. Johnny in the house. What up, bro? Let's smoke it up. I'm smoking on some of this golden goat from Cali. Flex Frog, what up, bro? On Twitch, what up? He said, we're nearing fantasy again, brother. Time for me to lock back in and tune into the boys. For sure, man. You do not want to miss anything this year because there's going to be a lot of news. And everybody now, like Sleeper, they send updates. You know, like people are just watching YouTube. Like around the clock, you know, to try to get the best fantasy advice and Twitch and everything, you know, got to make sure you're tapped in. That's for sure. No way. Captain Spock said Dante found something at the dispo that cured his neck fast. Damn it. Yeah. Our man, Derek over here with some news. Dante rejoined the Browns. Okay. That's scary. AJ Dillon will be the Packers' number two running back. Yeah, you don't say. You don't say. Elijah Moore being evaluated for a concussion. Yeah, we mentioned this, that Geno should not miss any time that nothing was all the imaging and everything that he did not reveal any major damage. Jared Mayo said, Derek May will have a chance to take the snap with the ones in training camp. I mean, yeah. That's for sure. They didn't draft him number three overall to not give him a shot. These are my keepers. Addison, Dell, J-Mo, Dodson.
Well, obviously.
Also got Pearson Wandale. Yeah, your wide receivers are more fucked than your running backs. I take that back. Yeah, your wide receivers are in serious, serious trouble here. But trading your best running back for someone who's going to be your best wide receiver, it's not the move. It's not the move. Like, you need to trade, like you need to figure out how to keep JT, like, out of this. I'm not saying don't trade things and don't trade players and all that, but you got to figure out how to not give up your best offensive player when making this trade, because it doesn't, as much as it helps you, it hurts you at the exact same time. You're getting rid of your best player, and then you're drafting potentially your new best player. So I don't want to do that if you have to give up JT. No. Yeah, especially when you have the 105. Like, you're going to get a wide receiver there, a good one, too. You're going to get a good wide receiver there, too. Captain Spock said Dell's the only one with the ceiling. Yeah. And you might not even have him, like, at the beginning of the year. And this is a keeper league. Keeper league, you're still going for the gusto every year, right? I mean, I know in Dynasty, there's times where people may kick the can down the street and, you know, rebuild for the next year. I feel like keepers aren't that way, right? Like, I mean, keepers, everyone's trying to go for it, like, every single year. And my plan is to get Neighbors or Harrison with the 101 and Brooks with the 105. Bro, trade for a late first to get Brooks. Like, don't get him with the 105. You need to be getting a dope-ass wide receiver with that. Like, the wide receivers that should be there at the 105, even in a single QB league, are going to be just head and shoulders over, like, Brooks. Yeah, don't use the 105 on Brooks. No, don't do it. Marco, don't do it! I know you're in the future. I hope you didn't already do it, bro. Giants said 105, you get your choice of the whole second tier of wide receivers, Ladd, Keon, Brian Thomas Jr., Worthy, for sure. Like, I mean, I'd rather have any of those guys over Brooks. And then if you don't trade away JT, you don't really need a running back that bad. So, no, like, I would not do that. No. You're not replacing JT with Brooks. And, like, Marvin Harrison, like, man, he's great, but you're going to be able to get a really good wide receiver with that 105. You really will. You really will. I mean, all those guys will be available. I mean, maybe not all of them. Maybe one of them goes at, like, the four, because you said it's a single QB league. But, yeah, don't do it, Marco. Don't do it. Adema said, in my keeper dynasty, should I take Metcalf and two first-round picks next year for Chase? Nah. Like, 2025? Like, first-round picks? Nah. Not, I mean, if you're fully rebuilding, maybe. But it's a little bit early to be fully rebuilding unless it's, like, an orphan team that you picked up, or unless you know your team's kind of trash, like, at the moment. And you're just being honest with yourself. Well, so I'm going to take Malik at the 102 and then hope either Brooke or Benson falls to me at the end of the beginning of the first beginning of the second, to which I'll grab one of those guys and then the best wide receiver available. I like it. I like it. Marco said, I can't give the guy any wide receivers because he has Evans, Ayuk, Lockett, Waddle, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Mingo. Why don't you just trade for one of those wide receivers instead of going after his first rounder? Figure out who he values the lowest out of all of those besides Mingo, because fuck Mingo. But bro, Evans, Ayuk, Lockett, Waddle, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, like, there's going to be one of those guys that he values a million times less than that number one overall pick. Could be Ayuk, could be Waddle, could be Evans, could be Lockett. It's probably not going to be Amon-Ra, right? But, like, any of those four wide receivers, you just got to see who he values less and trade him peanuts for one of those guys. Because, I mean, a guy like Lockett, yeah, he's no Marvin Harrison Jr. He's not going to be the fix to your, like, the future of your team. But Lockett is better than every wide receiver that you have on your team, you know, minus Dell. Like, where's your, what was your, who are your running backs again? Lockett. I'd take, like, for playing right now, I'd rather have Lockett than Addison. I'd rather have Lockett than J-Mo. I'd rather have Lockett than Dodson. I mean, maybe you could debate on the Reader Dubs, you know, over, over him. And Dell, I mean, that's your best guy, like, out of all these guys. So, yeah, like, you wouldn't be starting over Dell, assuming Dell's healthy. But that's what I'd be doing. That's what I'd be trying to do. And I said, but I guess you are right. It's a suicide move to do that one-on-one trade. You'd be giving up so much. And, like, it's really just JT. Like, fuck those picks, you know. Marco said I traded Lockett to him for Brian Burns 2 years ago. That trade, our Vita. Our commish vetoed. Yeah, I mean, Lockett's not anywhere of what he used to be now. And the perception on him is that he's potentially third in that pecking order, even though he's not. Yeah, and I didn't even mention Wandale, you know, because he's so far down the pecking order of, like, just actual fantasy football players. And yeah, Marco, that's what you got to do. And even if it's not Lockett that you go after, which I'm just saying, like, out of all those, that might be the guy that that he picks. Marco said, would you trade your 105 for Waddle or Ayuk? I probably would, because both of those guys are a safer pick than, you know, a lot of those guys that we mentioned. But I'd really be trying not to trade that first, because that is one of your wide receivers of the future. So you got to get creative. You got to figure out how to trade a player plus one of those seconds or something. Marcus said my commission didn't like me getting a good DL because I'm in his division. So funny. So funny. Yeah. And everything, you know, things just go crazy. Hey, Kevin, what up, bro? He said, sorry for killing you with all these trades today. Hey, no worries. Is there a trade over there? Let me go get over there. And I'm glad people know. Just come to the live stream. Just give me a little poke. Give me a little poke, because big boss. But no, I appreciate you letting me know, because I want to push these through when they happen. But sometimes when I'm smoking and watching the stream, or smoking and streaming at the same time, sometimes, you know, I miss the noties. And I appreciate you, Kevin. Thanks for coming through and letting me know. Trade push through. Trade push through. And I guess that's just one thing that I just got to remind everybody. Like, if I'm being unresponsive, 9 times out of 10, I'm here on YouTube. And if you just come let me know, we're locking it in. We're locking it in. And Will said, I mean, if you can get a proven commodity like Waddle or Ayuk, I'd do that for the 105. I probably would too. I probably would too, but I really want to try to keep that 105. See, it's not that it's not a good trade, because that was the first thing that I said. Like, yeah, it'd be worth it to do it. But if you can keep that pick somehow, some way, or maybe they have a low first round pick and you, like, swap firsts, you know, or something, to where you can still get a decent wide receiver in the first round somewhere. And counts also, would you be up for grading my team in the 32? Yeah, I could pull it up here before I get out of here. Yeah, today's going to be a little bit of a shorter show. I got some family in town, and they got some cool restaurants lined up today, and I just get to tag along and didn't have to make any reservations or anything. It's fucking awesome. We're going to Hell's Kitchen today. And should I try the beef stroganoff? Beef stroganoff, however the fuck you say that. Should I try that? And then, bro, and then we got Golden Steer. And then we got Golden Steer tonight. Man, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And Kevin said, have you ever given anyone A as a total grade? No, not in the leagues that we've drafted. Like, because I don't really grade or what's it called, mock drafts, you know, or anything like that. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If there's not a bunch of dumbasses drafting, it's hard for anybody to get an A, like a legit A. And I grade a little bit tougher. I grade a little bit tougher as well. I've always said that a little bit. What up, Jerry? Jerry B says Superflex Dynasty, Josh Allen and Kittle for Kyler Pitts in a late first. I guess it depends on how much you consider the difference between Allen and Kyler. Like how much of a difference you feel like is between them. Cause I just don't want to give up Allen. Like, are you getting Allen? Or are you giving him up? Because I think I would rather just keep the Allen side. Mark said, I just can't fuck over the guy with a bad trade for him. He's my friend. Another guy in that league offered me his 103. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know how trade, like, you don't have to trade a first round pick to, like, trade for a tier two, tier three wide receiver. Those guys aren't top tier wide receivers. You know, Mon-Ra is, like, that's his top tier, like, wide receiver. But all those other guys are tier two, tier three, you know, wide receivers. Like, you just have to figure out who he values less and what he wants. What he wants. Hell yeah, Demon, it's gonna be dope. And I got my I got my travel Dr. Dabber, so I'm going to be hitting dabs no matter where I go. That's the best part out of all this. And Kevin said, yo, Hell's Kitchen is fire. He said the beef Wellington is nice as fuck. Okay. I feel like that's what, like, that's like Gordon Ramsay's shit, right? Like, I feel like I got to try that. I feel like I got to try that. And don't worry. I'm getting your team pulled up over here. I'm not going to pull up the draft. I'm just going to pull up the, it's going to pull up your actual squad. Jerry said, be giving him up. I have Mahomes and Allen and Deshaun right now. Man, I mean, having Mahomes and Allen, there's one league that I have this Mahomes and Allen combo. I paid so much to get Allen to bring over the Mahomes and Allen combo. And I feel like if I have that, that's even making me want to make this trade like less. Like, if I trade away Allen, you got to give me the world. Like, I'm not making a fair trade with someone who, I mean, was the number one QB last year, like has potential to be in that same category for years and years. I know Kyler does too, but like, Allen was the number one QB like last year. Like, yeah, he lost Diggs, but I'm not downgrading his value for, you know, like his value to me, super flex. I mean, Allen, Mahomes, I mean, those guys are like legit the most valuable players in your super flex league. And like, no matter what. So if I'm giving them up, like, I want the world, like it's Scarface status. I want the world, Chico and everything in it. And, you know, getting Kyler and Pitts, like, eh, it's whatever. That the first next year, like, man, I mean, those seem nice, like, right now, but I want pieces that are going to help me win, like, right now. I'll wait until later if I want to start cashing in and getting first round picks. Like, when I'm making trades right now in Dynasty, I want to make trades where I'm the one getting the better players, not giving up the better players for like a decent haul. Here's the analogy I like. I don't want to give up a dollar for three quarters. How about that? I don't want to give up a dollar for three quarters. Probably don't even want to give up a dollar for four quarters. Because those four quarters, like, it takes those four quarters to equal the one player. So, like, that one player, you don't even have to have as good of players in there. And they should supersede, you know, all of those players. I don't even know if I said that right. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. And Marcos, I also got a crazy offer. Gus Edwards for one of my three rounders. So what do you mean? You'd be giving up? Like, what's the exact trade? What's the exact trade? You'd be giving up Gus Edwards? And Kevin said Allen has been his number one three of the last four. And then second the other year, it's hard as fuck to give him up, right? Like, I mean, I don't want to give him up for nothing. Like, I want to be the guy getting Allen somehow. And you already have him, so you don't have to worry about that. Everybody in the league wants Allen. You're the only one who gets to keep him. And no matter what, you know, the best part about having Josh Allen, you never have to go against him. You never have to go against him. One of the best players in the league. Marco said, I'd get Gus. I'd give up the 305 and the 312. I mean, I'd potentially do that. I mean, those are like IDP picks, like right there, you know, like super dart throw wide receivers, like with those picks. Gus is going to be the main guy. Is he going to stay healthy for all 17 games? Like, probably not. Like, but that's why he's only worth 2/3, like, as well to that person. And especially if you're hurting for running backs, which you only had three. Yeah, I'm taking it, right? Right? Kevin said, take that. And you get to pick. I thought it was both. I thought it was both. You only have to give up one. Yeah, give up the 312. Give up the 312 in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. In a New York minute. In a New York minute. And Will said, just take the Josh Allen, Kyler part out of that. See if he does the deal. It's a good one for you. I mean, come on. Of course, it's like Allen who's like making that whole thing like happen. But yeah, Kittle. Kittle for Pitts in the late first. Like, yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening. And Chris Reg said, someone trying to get Herb Waddle for Puka in a third. Yeah, I mean, people are crazy. People are crazy. Marco said, I can only keep four running backs anyways. Well, yeah, but you'd rather keep Gus than CEH. No reason to keep CEH at all. Now you have an excuse. Now you have an excuse to actually get him off your team. All right. Let's pull this up. Where are you at, Kevin? How's this gonna work here?
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from Geico for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the Geico surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, no, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
No. Huh. No, I thought it would show in the middle. Guess not. We'll do it this way. There you go. Yep. I know what your sleeper username is. Yeah, I've got a pretty good memory with people's usernames and all that. If you're in more than a few leagues, I remember you. And I know you're in a few of them. So I'm not looking. We're just looking at the team. Did you make any trades? You make any trades? Because I'm just going to grade your team here versus going into the draft. Marco said, but if I keep four RBs, I have to drop someone else, not really willing to give up Pitts or Hockenson. I mean, give me more context. Like, who would it, like, I That's why I hate keeper leagues, man. And I know you've been trying to get them to like bump it up to a dynasty. So I know it's not your fault. Is that okay? Hell yeah, I did. Okay, perfect. I mean, after what's it called? After the draft happens, I just assume. Because if people are degenerates enough to be drafting, you know, before August, they're degenerates enough to be making trades. So, Mahomes and Jared Goff. I mean, that's an A right there. Breece Hall and Gibbs. I mean, them, Ramondre Stevenson, Eckler. I mean, Eckler kind of brings it down a little bit. But, man, just Breece Hall and Gibbs, I feel like I got to give it at least an A-minus. Like, they're just for those two guys alone. I mean, wide receivers, obviously, that's where, you know, you're going to be taking a little bit of a hit.
Well, obviously.
DJ Moore, Pittman. Cooper, Njoku, and that's not even that horrible. Like, I mean, I'll put that in the – I mean, it's not horrible at all. It's not an A, but I feel like that is – I know, Marco, I know, but just make it easier and type it in here so I can just read it out. I can just read it out. Makes it easier for me. What do I do with those wide receivers? I mean, I feel like that's at least – I mean, especially because of DJ Moore and Pittman, I feel like I can't really put that below a B. So, I mean, that'd be an A minus, a B. And let's see. What about the bench here? Darnold, Foreman, Dylan, Dubs. Thought we were going to see more out of Mechie. We didn't really get to see. Too much. Ricky Purcell, I mean, nice. So you got anybody in your taxi? I'd be throwing the rooks in the taxi. Even if you think they're going to play, I'd still be putting the rooks in the taxi and taking advantage of those spots. Picking up other people. And then, you know, when it's time to make the moves and put them, you know, then you got to cut later. But cross that bridge later. Yeah, I mean, the bench is super ugly. Yeah, like you said, bench is super ugly. I mean, really, I mean, Darnold's never going to play. I mean, you just hope that, I mean, Goff has a week 5. Well, actually, yeah, so the only week Darnold's really playing on this team is week 5. And, yeah, the bench really brings it down because the bench is like a C. You know, at best, that's if I'm even being generous. And, like, I feel like the combination of the B from the wide receivers plus the C from the bench, I feel like that just makes this, like, a B-plus team. Because, really, it's four spots on this team that are graded an A, you know, for me. The Mahomes, Breece, Gibbs, and Goff is a part of that A. Goff is not an A player to me, but he's a part of that QBA tandem for sure. But yeah, this would be a B plus to me. I like it though. And it's got a lot of potential. It's got a lot of potential. You guys could tell me, I've yet to see a team that has been this good, this team that I assembled somehow, some way. And I like bragging about it whenever I can because I don't even know how I was able to like make this team. I mean, we drafted this team in 2022 and I got guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, like the 7th or 8th round, you know, of the startups. I made very, very good picks in the startup. And then I made very, very good picks in rookie drafts after that. And I turned some of those rookie draft picks like Kyren Williams. I drafted him in the 6th round, like 2 years ago. And I used him and Tank Dell. I only drafted one offensive player last year in 2023, and it was Tank Dell, baby. And hit. And then I used Kyren and Tank Dell and others to turn that into Josh Allen. And look at this team. I have to brag about it every chance that I get. Because I don't usually brag about my own teams too much. But look, I got the Mahomes and Allen stack. Just insane. I traded for Derrick Henry and Zeke last year and had to give up Robert Spillane, had to give up one of the dopest linebackers in the league. But we got an aging Henry and Zeke, but Zeke's on my bench somewhere. Yeah, I got Ramondre Stevenson on the bench, Cam Akers on the bench. Derek Carr, 2 years ago, I traded like a first for Derek Carr. And that was before I had Allen. But yeah, and then, but CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, whoo! Like, I don't know if anybody has a better trio of wide receivers, like, out there. And this was just from, like Tyreek Hill, this was, like, the year, I think the year that we drafted this was the year when he was, like, I'm like, three more years and I'm done. And so I think I got him in, like, the second or the third round or something stupid like that. But yeah, this team's awesome. The 2 years ago in year one, I lost by one and a half points, and it was the DeMar Hamlin game and T. Higgins. Because I have T. Higgins, like, he even got a catch. I just needed him to get one more catch, though. One more catch, and I win that championship 2 years ago. But we captured the championship last year. And we're going for the championship this year. And my defense, headed by Terrell Bernard and Foy Olakun, like, just everything else, like, just building around those two, so money. And, yeah, got Wilkins, Reddick, Duggar, and, I mean, Brisker's dope, medalist, Troy Anderson. But, yeah, this team, I'm ready to get this team back on the battlefield. And this is my Ric Flair woo squad. Woo! He'll chase an Adams on one. Gave up a first for Chase 2 years ago after he was hurt. Oh, nice. Nice. Will said, I got JJ, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Waddle, Puka. Woo! Soon to be Malik Nabers. Nice. Yeah, there's one other team that I'm super, super stoked about. I totally forgot that I won the championship in this league last year. And, it was awesome. My team, like, we competed just hard enough to get through the playoffs and get through all the teams that we faced. And with all my QB injury, like, over here, I'm still surprised to this day that it happened. Because, look, I got Cousins on this team and Aaron Rodgers. Those are my two starting quarterbacks. Both of them went down. But it was this guy. It was Minshew and Dobbs. Because I got shithead Danny Pesos over here. Like, he's the guy. Just do good for one game so I can trade your ass away. But, yeah, this team's super solid, though. Like, Tyreek, Amon-Ra, Stephon Diggs, and Kelsey. And then Derrick Henry and Stevenson at my running backs. Like, man, Stevenson, he still might be one of my most rostered players that I have. The year that he was a rookie, I got him in, like, every single rookie draft. Like, every single rookie draft. Got him, like, the fourth round and shit. And I was telling everybody, get Ramondre Stevenson. Like, I was all in on Ramondre. And just because Bill Belichick, man, like, he always drafts these random running backs that turn into something. And they got him because of his pass catching. Like, ability. Like, we're drafting, like, right after the NFL draft, so we haven't seen any kind of preseason or, like, anything. So we didn't even see him take that 60-yard, you know, wheel route to the house, you know, yet. And I got so much love for Ramondre. I'm so excited that they gave him that bag. That just proves that he's going to continue to be the guy on that offense. And he gets a shitload of catches. Shitload of catches. So yes, this is I'm stoked about this team as well. This team won a championship last year, and two of my highest drafted players got injured. got injured. And look at this, Zaire Franklin. We got Jordan Battle. What the fuck? We got to get Pete Warner out of the lineup. Why the fuck is he even in the lineup? We got to put anybody in there over him. I think it might be, man, Tranquils. I guess I'll put him in there to make my lineup look nice, projection wise, but I'm not playing fucking Drew Tranquil. No, no, no. Whoo, McBride and Kittle. Man, I know there, I know for a fact I have a team where I have Trey McBride and Sam Laporta. Dang, which one is that? Yeah, and that one's nasty, but where is it though? Unless I trade McBride somewhere. But yeah. Ha! Burkhead instead of Warner. Anybody instead of Warner. I don't even know. I just need to drop him. Trade him for a sixth rounder, seventh rounder, or something. China said, oh, yeah? Well, I got a Joe Montana and a Joe Montana. I said Joe Montana. Yeah, but I'm ready to go to war. I don't know about you guys, but it's almost that time. Oh, yeah. Because it's about that time, Kevin. It's about that time. And those two teams, I'm so excited about them. It's bong 30. Let's do it.
Let me hit that bong.
Yeah, Derek hopping in over on Twitch. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day.
Woo! Smoke the fatty for this pimp daddy. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Woo! All right. I got about one more bowl in me. Then I got to go get ready to go meet up with these guys. I'm wondering if I'm just going to take my car. Go down there. I don't think Vanessa's even awake yet to like take me. I don't think she wants to either because I think she's a little jealous that of the places that I'm gonna go today. But yeah, Hell's Kitchen. That should be fun. And got to get the beef Wellington. I said it before and I'll say it again. Like that's like it better be. Good. How about that? I'm not saying it better be the best thing that I've ever eaten ever. I'm not going to put it on that kind of status, but the shit better be at least good. Better not be a letdown. Crispy said, just go for smokes and disappear. Take the page out of Crispy's playbook. And Will said, oh yeah, I had sex with your wife, George Costanza. Oh man. And Marco, what are you talking about? Put your team in the chat. You're supposed to be putting your team in the chat. And Derek, thanks for saluting on Rumble. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you. All right. And before I forget, got to shout out our producers of the show, our 420 crew Patreon members, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, our ultimate members. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. It is because of you that we are able to do this show every single day. Salute. Salute. Next time my daughter had the beef Wellington when she went to Hell's Kitchen, said it was the best steak she ever had. Okay, there we go. There we go. Got a lot of high praise to live up to. But I'm going to be stoned as fuck. I mean, we're getting our pregame on like right now. I know I'm hitting the sativa, but I got dabs ready to go. Dabs ready to go. Oh, where? Oh, here we go. Sorry, Marco. Just a little busy smoking over here.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me, and you. Take advantage, man.
What Derek say? He said it's tender and buttery, but it melts in your mouth, she said. I bet. Let's go. So we're trying it. And that was already, I'd already put that in my mind that, yeah, that's what we're trying when I go there. I know that there's, I don't know how many dishes there are for you to choose from, but I know that Wellington is, one of the most notorious. Okay, so let's see. Prescott, JT, Cook, Addison, Dell, Dodson.
Well, obviously.
Reed, Dubs, JMO, Hawkinson, Pitts. And it's not like you can like not pick a defense. Like you have certain spots that you have to keep, right? Like you can't just like pick up an extra RB and keep and like drop one of the defensive players, right? Even though, I mean, I dropped Josh Sweat, but I digress. I mean, it's tough because even like a Jameson Williams, for example, or a Dodson, like, could you trade for Gus Edwards, keep him, and then, then you still have a shot to go redraft Dodson or JMO, right? If you really want them. Like, JMO fucking sucks. Like, if you can make that trade and keep Gus Edwards and drop JMO, do that shit. Do that shit. Yeah, Derek said very expensive though. I mean, everything is. I'm hoping my cousins who've been planning this for a year and a half. I hope they just take care of me. How about that? I don't know if it's gonna happen or not. I'm not expecting it, but I know we went out yesterday. And, the burger that I got was still $30. Like, fuck, cause everything's expensive, like, in Vegas. But it was a fucking good burger, though. Double smash burger is fire. And, they took care of it for me. I'm sure it's not going to be like that everywhere. But we'll see. I know my cousin's doing pretty well off for himself. And they said they've been planning this trip for a year and a half. My cousin, the one who turned 40, he got diagnosed with cancer. Like, fuck, how long ago now? 6 years, 5 years, something like that. And they told him he wasn't going to live until 40 unless he did chemo and all that shit. And he's been in remission for a few years now. Beat it. And so once that happened, he said, like, we're going to Vegas for your 40th birthday. Whatever you want to do. So I know this is like a huge deal to them. And these guys live in Hawaii. And so just being on the mainland and them being out there, like, I've only seen them a couple times in our lifetime. Right? Johnny said, Bryce Huff coming for Sweat's job. Yeah. Yeah. And he hasn't. he's just whatever, you know. So I know you have to keep certain spots. So that's what I'm saying. I know you can't do that. He said two of those have to be DL, two have to be LBs, two have to be DBs. And he said, and to be whatever IDP I want to keep, and two can be. So what about what I said? Can you make that trade for Gus and then drop JMO, like, instead of keeping him as a keeper? Like, is that possible? Because if you could do that, that's probably what I'd want to do. And then you keep your 105. Then you keep your 105, and then you still get to get a wide receiver with that. Hey, King D in the house. What up, bro? Perfect timing.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
Marco said, trade JMO for Gus. I mean, if you could do that and then keep your pick, I guess. I didn't, you're the one who said it was like the 312 or whatever. But if like the person would just trade JMO for Gus, because it makes no difference to you, right? Like, well, I guess the difference is, could you re-get JMO? You know, like, people are going to want all the rookies like over him. Like, no one's going to be hyped about getting JMO, you know, in a startup. He's going in like the mid double digit round. And Crispy said, when's the 32 kicking off? That I don't know. I set it for Monday just so we could kind of push it out. There's a bunch of people who said they're going to be paying over the weekend. So there's already three or four people who just paid today. I believe there's 8 people who have to pay still. So we're 75% of the way there, Crispy. We're getting there. But now as time is closing in, people know it's time to pay. And so I would say sometime between Monday and Friday, we are starting. Sometime between Monday and Friday. And if some of the other people, I mean, I've messaged everybody personally in that league because everybody's a 420 crew member over there. So, like, I know everyone's Facebook or text message or whatever, you know. All right. And I said one more bowl. Let's do one more bowl. Marco said, keep trade cut, says a bad trade for me. He said, they seem to be really high on JMO. See, like, what is keep trade cut fucking know? could he have a third year breakout? Sure. Look at your team. We're basing this off of your team, though. And JMO's like, what, your sixth wide receiver or something? All right. Right. That means you lost the trade already if you're going to keep trade cut. But really what I said that I would try to do is if you're able to get Gus for that 312, you do that, and then you just release JMO into the wild. Because number one, what if somebody picks JMO because they're like super, super high on him and they pick him before your fifth pick? I doubt that would happen. But what if it did? What if it did? And you got a better wide receiver because you released JMO to the wild. Someone would pick him. who knows what round. I'm just using it to laugh. He said that the other guy has Debo, Chase, London, Quentin Johnston, and Watson. Yeah, I mean, I would just trade, do that 312, like you said. I would do that. And then I would release J-Mo to the Wild in the draft. And that's kind of it. Yeah, like that's what I would do. All right, last ball. Salute everybody. Appreciate you guys for rocking, like always. Appreciate you, homies. And yeah, be on the lookout. I'm going to have some cool videos that I'm posting. And oh, and we are nearing 5,500 YouTube subscribers. We're growing like crazy. We crossed a million views lifetime. I just got another, like we keep getting these stickers and plaques or whatever from this one company that keeps track of that stuff. And it's got another one that said 825,000 views this month. So it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. Football's back, baby. Football is back. I'm going to be doing the squares again. Next Thursday's game is the next board up, and that is the Panthers at the Patriots. The official first game of the preseason. Because, you know, the Hall of Fame game doesn't really count. That's like the week before the preseason officially gets going. All right. Appreciate you guys. Be on the lookout for some of my videos. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow morning. I want to do the IDP. What's it called? Hey, Johnny found the emojis on Rumble. There we go. Got the 420 crew emoji over there, the cannabis leaf. So I want IDP. Mock draft tomorrow, 9 a.m. I'll actually let's just share the link right now while I'm here. Don't worry about the spots. I still need to change it. I created the draft real quick. It's going to be IDP only. I got to change the roster spots and everything, but at least we got the link ready. So if you guys want to join, it's going to be 9 a.m. We're kicking it off. So I'll probably go live at 8:30 like I always do. And then, you know, we'll kind of get everybody ready for it. Anyone who jumps in, we'll get ready to get them over there. But yeah, I want to start around 9 o'clock West Coast time, and should be the same thing. It's going to be like 9 or 10 rounds. I'll figure out how to work it, because that'll still be a fast draft, you know, either way with our 30-second clocks. But we'll get a chance to, like, set our cue and, like, shit like that, because I know that's going to be, you know, we'll have all the positions laid out. But, yeah, the ADP sucks. So, but join up. That'll be tomorrow. We'll see you guys there. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. 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 Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Y'all don't really want me now.
This is Joan.
Morning.
Joan is an owner-operator truck driver.
Yep, hauling some produce today.
She doesn't have the time to fool around.
Ooh, so true.
Joan traded up to Geico Commercial Insurance for serious 360 coverage, not just for her truck, but for her cargo. She can even get serious savings for her inspection history.
So, where's the Geico twist? Is Napoleon going to come out driving a forklift?
Bonjour!
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
Oh, no. Au revoir!
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.